Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Good morning, Arizona Aggies, and welcome back to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. While many of you were in the field, in the barn, or wrapping up another long day on the farm, here's what you need to know from the last week in agriculture, locally, nationally, and right here at home. We'll start with what's getting the most attention this week, farm financial relief. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has officially announced the $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, aimed at helping producers navigate high input costs, trade disruptions, and historically low commodity prices. Up to $11 billion of that funding is targeted towards major row crops, including corn, cotton, wheat, soybeans, sorghum, rice, barley, peanuts, and several oil seeds. Payments will be based on a national modeled loss average using 2025 planted acreage reports filed with FSA, along with USDA cost of production and market data. Here's the key deadline Arizona producers need to remember. All of your 2025 planted acreage reports must be submitted to FSA by December 19th to qualify. Commodity-specific payment rates are expected by the end of the month, with payments projected to begin by February 28th of next year. Importantly, crop insurance is not required to participate. An additional $1 billion is reserved for specialty crops and sugar, though the USDA says details for that portion are still under development. American Farm Bureau leadership has been clear. While this assistance is welcome, losses for many producers may still exceed available support, and Farm Bureau organizations, including here in Arizona, will continue pressing for timely and complete implementation. Let's turn that spotlight back on Arizona and to our biggest issue, water. The Arizona Department of Water Resources is moving forward with the process to potentially designate the Renegers Plain Groundwater Basin as an AMA. A public hearing is scheduled for Thursday, December 18th at 4 p.m. in Siloam, with virtual participation also available. Under current rules, irrigation restrictions are already in effect, limiting irrigation to acres that were irrigated at some point in the last 5 years. These restrictions remain until ADWR makes a final determination. Producers with operations in or near Renegers Plain are strongly encouraged to review the proposal and submit comments, either in person, virtually, or in writing, by December 19th. Next up, an issue livestock producers in Arizona have been keeping a very close eye on, the USDA has confirmed a new detection of new ruled screwworm in northern Mexico, roughly 120 miles south of the U.S. border. While no cases have been detected in the United States, officials are treating the situation with urgency. New World screwworm is a highly destructive parasite that attacks open wounds in livestock and wildlife. The U.S. has been screwworm-free for decades, and any reintroduction would have serious economic and animal welfare consequences. USDA is responding with increased sterile fly releases, border surveillance, and expanded training for veterinarians and livestock owners. Livestock imports from Mexico remain suspended. Arizona producers are urged to monitor your animals closely, watch for unusual wounds or infestations, and report any suspected cases immediately to the Arizona Department of Agriculture. In poultry news, Arizona egg producers received some breathing room this month. The Governor's Regulatory Review Council has approved an extension of Arizona's cage-free egg production and sales requirements to January 1st, 2032. The decision follows continued supply disruptions tied to the highly pathogenic avian influenza, which has resulted in the depopulation of millions of birds nationwide, including more than 7 million hens in Arizona alone. Until the new date, existing regulations remain in place, giving producers additional time to manage recovery and plan facility transitions. Finally, a reminder that the USDA is actively seeking producer input on regulatory reform, disaster relief implementation, and proposed changes to the waters of the United States, with several virtual roundtables happening this week. Your voice matters, especially as agencies shape policies that directly affect day-to-day farm operations. That's a wrap on this week's Ag Report. As a reminder, you can find links and more information on these topics and more on our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, and follow us on socials for all the latest updates at MaricopaCountyFB. Catch you next week for a very special Ho Ho Holidays episode of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.